We got Chris Grosvenor. We got Ian Harrower. We got Julie Dorser. Even Glenn the Skateboarder. On the Pinballers Podcast. Coming to you from beautiful River Hivets, Nova Scotia.
Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, episode 419 of your fifth favorite pinball podcast. My name's Orville Lover. On today's episode, oh my god, pinball nerds as well as Harry Potter nerds all over the planet shall rejoice because I was just watching the virtual Pinball Expo on the Pinball Expo Twitch channel. And at the end of the 1 hour Beatles in the making of, Joe Kamakau was asked by someone in chat, can you tell us about the next Kapow release? And Joe said, with a little twinkle in his eye, you can go and watch it for yourself. It's at 4 hours and 1 minute in, by the way. So go there and watch it now in case they don't put it up tomorrow. I should have clipped it right after I X'd out Twitch to come and tell you guys this. I realized I should have clipped it, but I swear to God to you, there was another 250 pinball nerds in chat who can confirm. He said, as far as our next title, all I can say is we've got something up our sleeve. And we're just going to leave it up our sleeve until we're ready. That is a blatant Harry Potter. I mean, unless they're doing Houdini, and I really doubt they're redoing Houdini. And let's be honest, David Copperfield hasn't been cool since he dated Heather Locklear or, I don't know, someone. He's still cool. He's just not, you know, no one's making a pinball machine about him. Maybe. And I actually do think this, I don't think it would be a huge seller. I can't see Kapow doing it. But if you were going to do a modern day magical pinball machine about an actual magician, then you would obviously pick David Blaine. But I'm 99.9% sure. I mean, I don't even know if they've closed the deal. So I don't even know if I should. He already hinted to it and it's his company. So I'm saying it right here. Okay. I'm not going to say for sure they've secured the license, but it sounds to me like Joe Kamakau was just hinting that that's what they're doing. So Harry Potter. Fans unite, Hagrid dorks, get ready. Dumbledore dorks, get ready. Dumbledore's army, reunite. Luna Lovegood's, what are you laughing at over there? Honey, speak up and say something. You're distracting me.
I'm sorry.
Aren't you excited that there's going to be a Harry Potter pinball machine?
That's very exciting. When I was listening to that, I didn't like make that connection. I was like, why are you getting so excited?
You didn't make the connection?
I wasn't really paying attention, though. I was like,
I know you weren't paying attention, but now you're making my whole podcast. I have to delete this because if you are a huge fan of Harry Potter,
and
a pinball manufacturer is specifically asked about their next title. And they say, we have something up our sleeve and we're going to leave it up our sleeve. You don't think that is hinting it might be magic?
Well, now that I'm like thinking about it, yes. But I was only sort of paying attention to it.
So you're suggesting that it's possible there were other pinball podcasters and media watching that same thing and they may not have caught on that. And therefore, this is a Pinball Nerds podcast exclusive. You heard it here first. Pinball turds, listen nerds. That's right. One for the record books. Every other pinball podcast is going to be quoting Orby. Say that Orby. He's a little bit out there in outer space. But you know what? From time to time, he catches on. That's right. He knows where the bear shats and the buckwheat. So anyways, guys, I got to go back. I got to go back to watching some expo. I'll give you like a five fast thoughts about some highlights and lowlights so far. A highlight for me was watching the Bells and Chimes virtual tournament last night. Everything did not go perfectly. They had some issues with certain things. They had to switch over to the Hot Nudge channel at the end, but I still stayed. In fact, I stayed till 2:30 a.m. my time. My eyes were falling asleep. I was completely out of beer, or at least I would have had to get off the couch and travel to the kitchen 15 feet away. And I was in no shape to be able to be doing that late at night. So, you know, I tried to stay for the whole tournament. I don't know who won, but I know Leslie from Game Time Television, who Chris the Pintern, just about a month ago, just to our lead in for Twitch Tember. He did the interview. So go back and listen to that with Game Time Television if you haven't. And she was still in there. I think was Trish still playing? I think Trish maybe, or Tish Edwards from the Poor Man's Pinball Podcast tribe member. And that's right. Hopefully on episode 420. Now I did hear, I'm hoping for episode 420 to have Drew and Ian. I've got to reach out to them and nail down a date better. So I apologize, listeners, but they are coming up. I know I'm going to have them on the show. I'm not sure exactly when. I didn't know I'd be coming to you tonight with an episode, but I also had no clue that Harry Potter would be officially teased. Can I say that? It was officially teased tonight. I suppose there is a chance, albeit rare, knowing Joe Kamikow and knowing how pinball people like to leave a little trail. Now, is it possible that Joe purposely said that to lead us down the wrong direction? Is it a red herring? Possibly. But me, my spidey senses are a-tingling. And I think that for all of us Harry Potter nerds out there, there's a tiny little glimmer of hope. Just a little tiny sparkle on my Marauders map, okay? It's like I can see Sirius Black right there in the castle. And you're like, whoa, is he here? Or is this Marauders map broken? ironically, one of the Bells teams was named Marauders as well. So now I will say this. There was maybe a couple minor incidents. Drop target Danielle, my wonderful wife, who's no longer sitting beside me, who was sitting beside me yesterday and just till recently right now. She noticed yesterday a disgusting, and I can't believe in 2020 we're having to put up with this, very sexist, very crude, very lewd, not even funny joke about KFC by, I believe, a gentleman named Lloyd. I'm not even going to give the joke anymore. I'm not even going to ever say it again. All I know is I happened to be watching the Expo stream through the Dead Flip channel at the time, and Jack Danger was like trying to not look shocked, but was visibly shocked and kind of let out like, oh my gosh, I had to cut out the word penis from one of the shots he was involved with, whether I don't know if it's through the Steve Ritchie thing or if it's with the Stern Tour or something, but he was, you know, told that they had to get rid of that, right? And the other guy got slapped for even saying like a minor swear word by the other guy at the show. So they had that issue. There was several technical issues. One time, in fact, when they were getting ready to do a live stream, there was technical issues for so long. I saw like half the people leave because it was like an hour long of like technical issues, but you were just, there was no one on screen talking, or there was no sign like we're coming, going to be back in 5 minutes. Literally just, you know, looking at it. But that being said, I want to let Rob and everyone else there at Pinball Expo know I appreciate what they're doing. They didn't charge a penny for this, and we can't even donate because they haven't hit, you have to hit a certain status. I think it's called affiliate status on Twitch before you can receive any monies or gifts or tips or donations, I guess. Depending on how you look at them. And so we couldn't even do that. So anyways, thank you very much to the Hot Nudge girls for doing that. Thank you to everyone over there at Pinball Expo for working their butt off. To be fair, the Lloyd gentleman, I'm 99% sure he doesn't actually work with Chicago Expo. I think he was just someone else, but it was, yeah, just, and I'm a pretty crude, rude dude. Okay. So it takes a lot to unlighten my mood. But I was like, whoa, that was just so far past what would even be okay. Like, I think even in 1980, the year I was born, people would be offended by that joke, put it that way. And besides the fact that it happened to be sexist and vulgar and crude about, you know, sex. So Anyways, that was a minor flaw. One other time, the people who do run Chicago Expo had a hot mic, and Jack Danger had to call them and be like, yo, stop talking. Stop telling that story. Stop talking about what, you know, I don't know what he said to them, so I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he called them from his live stream, and I flipped over there to the other one, and they were like picking up the phone, like, oh, it's Jack Danger. Oh, he says our mics are working. And there was maybe a slightly somewhat inappropriate thing said on a hot mic, and they had no clue. So that happened a couple times, I think at least once with Hot Nudge as well. Their audio wasn't working, then it was working. And a lot of the times, my only beef on the pinball tournament was we were just kind of watching, like, Jen and a lot of the other organizers chat, which is cool, but I thought we would see a little more gameplay. What I really thought we would see is what we've been seeing with all the other virtual tournaments, is where you had the one player on the left and the one player on the right. We didn't see a lot of that. Sometimes we would see the one player later on. They kind of figured that out. And with Hot Nudge, we were just kind of watching them play Earthshaker, and then we were just getting told the results. So it certainly wasn't the typical tournament, but it did scratch my competitive tournament playing itch a little. And now that I just heard Joe Kamikow originally, for the record, announce, oh, and by the way, I think it was Drew that said that I had put in chat that it was on record that Keith Elwin's skateball is the only machine he's ever kept. I don't think I said it's on the record. I just remember him mentioning in chat once, he said it's a game that he's had for a while and he still owns or something. So I don't think it's officially on the record or anything. I think it was just, yeah. But maybe I typed that into chat and I was being a little facetious, which I sometimes am, which was the same with the other joke about me not liking Bally's, which, I mean, everyone knows I do because I was just talking about skateball, right? So I have an affinity for yet the old and the new, and have bought, you know, Bally's, Gottlieb's, but I've, you know, never bought a Stern or a JJP because most of them are, or sorry, I've never bought a new in-box Stern. I've never bought a Jersey Jack. I did have a Roller Coaster Tycoon, but anyways, pinball nerds, I'm going to go back to watching this because let's see, it's 8:20 here, which means it's 7:20 in Chi-Town, good old Chicago. So that means the Dutch treatment. We're going to have Nate Shivers from Coast to Coast on interviewing Barry Drysden and more. Whoa, maybe this is the people from Dutch Pinball? Barry Drysden, I'm assuming. Huh. Okay, well, I've already missed the first 20 minutes of that, and if something reportable happened, you're reporting for duty is unable to report. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. Have yourself a wonderful night. And I was going to play the Harry Potter theme on the way out, and I thought, nah, it's Friday night. Let's play something a little more rad than that. So I'm going to be leaving you with a little bit of Steve Miller Band's Abracadabra. Gonna reach out and grab ya. Until next time, pinball nerds, remember to eat, sleep, breathe pinball.